yesterday at the end of the shiur, I said something very, very complicated. Okay? And due to the lack of time, I said it also a little bit too quickly. So I'm going to say it over again from a slightly different angle, okay? We have, as we look back at the last week, we have in front of us a group of Rishonim who, when you take a look back over our shoulders, you really have a bunch of shitas in the rules of Tfisa, which are really quite different than each other. If you look, it's very interesting how the Rishonim, because of different steers from different Gemaras, carved out completely different rules. You have the rule of the Ramban, you have the rule of the Rosh, you have the rule of Tosis, called the Rosh, that we didn't see inside, that we're not going to see inside. But we have those are three worlds, okay? Three different sets of rules. You understand now why the Shach had to write a whole sefer called Tak for Kohen, because each of one of these Rishonim have so many rules, and you have to check every Gemara all through Shas, whether it's Dazer Shtim and the Lumbus, etc. So what I want to focus today is what I said at the end of this year yesterday. I'm going to break it down and explain it better, okay? We paskin Tak for Kohen but see me other. We paskin that why once you have a right when you grab it, the. Now, I want to build Shitas Ramban from a very, very interesting place, which is also a summary of what I said the whole week. The Ramban says clearly that the reason why number one, we're going to call number one the one who's the Mulzik and number two is the Tifus, okay? The Ramban says clearly that the reason why number one is able to grab from number two is because number one is a Mulzik, it's a high level of Mulzik Ravaya. How do we know that? That's a fact that's etched in stone, that as strange as it is, and as Mechudish as it is, and as illogical as it is, and as hard to understand that it is, that's a Mefurash Ramban. You can't budge from that. The Ramban says clearly, where's this Ramban? The Ramban says crystal clear. Watch how I'm building it. I'm building it from a slightly different angle. The Ramban says crystal clear when we look back over the whole week that in order to have a din of Mutzi Miyadai, in order to have a din that number one grip takes it back from number two, number one has to have the high level of Zarkus. How do we know the Ramban says that? Because the Ramban says that by Trey, when you have a Sekhar Deraiso, which tells us that you don't follow Chazakus, number one can't take from number two. So that premise that the ability of one to take from two, Mutzi Miyadai, what we call in the jargon of Shas, is only if number one has a high level din, and that's what allowed the Ramban to say this very strange thing that in the Gemara Ksuvah Staf Yotesa Bebeis Afof, where you have Trey, where we don't go Basa Chazakus, because that's what Sekhar Deraiso, suffer, that's what it means Trey, Sekhar Deraiso. So it says Ramban that we don't go Basa Berikot. So that means clearly, that's axiom number one, that's rule number one. The Ramban holds the reason why one takes from two is because one has the higher dagger. Yeah? Dobby, you hear what I said? What? Yeah, I know that, so I'm repeating it. Yeah, I'm repeating it because you're a good guy. Make room for Dobby. I said that the Ramban says that the reason why number one takes from number two is because number one has a high level chazaka. How do we know that the Ramban holds like that? Because the Ramban says that by Trey, where you don't have a high level chazaka, you can't take out. That's axiom number one. Okay. So in order for one to take away from two, it has to be that number one has a high level chazaka, what's called, we're going to call it from now on, mugzik, cheskas mamon. The Nochem used to say always a lashon of uki mamayna b'cheskas mamon. Put the money where it is. Okay, so watch what I'm going to say now. So in order for one to take the two, one has to have the higher darga. Now, why does that enable one to take it from two? Now I'm going to go step two. Watch what I'm saying. And why does that enable you to take it from two? Maybe two is also a high level. Here it does it. In other words, very good. In order for one to take it from two, one has to have the high level din of Cheskas Mamon. Very good, I hear. But why does that allow me to take it two? Then two also have a Cheskas Mamon. Now it's by me. So let me also have the high level. Then we're equal. And if we're equal, by the way, there's no reason why one should knock out two. Right? The answer is, so what do you could tell me, that number two, So first of all, the answer is, and watch what I'm saying now, is that obviously two doesn't have the high level, agree? If two would have the high level, so one's not better than two. Can we agree to that? If two would end up with the same high level as one, so why should one take it from two? You're a Mosley, I'm a Mosley. Remember, nobody here was interested by the fact that you were first on the scene, because then there would be no Sugya. If I'd be first on the scene, so then nothing would help. Not Mosley, I'm Mosley, go fly a kite, okay? So the answer is what's the answer? The answer is that one takes away from two because one has the high level. So obviously two doesn't have the high level. Is that correct? If two would have the high level, so then we see in the Ramban later on, for example, we saw yesterday that when both are on the same level, Man the toughest toughest. We can remember this. Like, why should, it means we don't say that one was better than two. So now two took it, right? For example, in the case of Dre, other cases, whatever it is. So obviously, I'm building slowly. So obviously, number two doesn't have the higher level, correct? Is that clear? That's so far so good? Right? Gretzky's, that's good? Now I want to go step three. Oh. If you would have come 5 minutes earlier, I would have repeated what I said till now, but you came too late. What do you say?
It's 5 minutes, not church coming.
Why not? Because you're late. Well, now you obviously realize it wasn't Kedai. Dovi, catch him up with what I'm holding, because he learned well this week. You ready?
Right?
Well, what do you say?
So complimentary
today. I'm complimentary today because I'm under attack on Thursday nights. First Hersher, and then what was yesterday? What? That told me to be nice.
Wait,
what?
My days is...
Yeah, but the door's weak, Mike. I have Eisner, who can't... You just look at him, he falls apart. And Lieberman. And Zaycon.
I'm a pretty star.
Who?
I'm a pretty star.
You know, he didn't get into a door yet. Dobie, I'm delaying. You caught up. Did you?
I caught up.
You caught up that quickly? He's such a healer? Okay, is that clear? We're holding Moridik. Step one is, the man says clearly that one takes out of two because one has the high dagger. Step two is, obviously two doesn't have it. Two would have it, so then, right? So now, here begins the big question. Why doesn't two have it? So you could theoretically learn two doesn't have it because he's a crook. We know that's not true. How do we know that's not true? How do we know it's not true that two is not called a crook in the world of Ramban? Very good. Jeremy Pomerantz, Moridik, yeah? Yeah. Zoka by Jeremy. What's your Hebrew name?
Daniel Yehuda.
Daniel. How'd you get to Jeremy?
Pella.
What?
It's a Pella.
You have a lot of ploy in your life. That's one of them. Zoka by Jeremy. Yeah. Now what does he say? Yeah. He says, no, it can't be that this is a Gazan. Here he talks like a Lamdin. That what? Because the Ramban says this mechudish the gavot and Mustafa Udigli helps. If you're a Goslin, Mustafa is going to help you. What I can say, okay, you're a crook, right? So here, as a result of these 3 points, we have here a clarity what the Ramban holds. Number one is a what? Number one is a high level. Number two is not a high level. If it be a high level, then we would leave it by two. Number two is a lower level. How do you know he's a lower level? Because Mustafa Udigli helps. In a case, so here we arrived at the clarity in the sheet of the Ramban. Is that clear? That's a summary of the whole week. Ramban holds number one has a higher level. Number two has a lower level, correct? Because you're not called a crook, because Rabbi Yehuda helps. So then why does one take from two? What does Ramban say? Because I have a higher level, you have a lower level. And that's the machlekes of Tarfa Koyim, it's in the other or not. The machlekes of Tarfa Koyim, it's in the other is, could a higher level take from the lower level? Or do I say that since I'm a tofas, the higher level is not enough to be mighty from a tofas? That itself is a sugar. That's what I just said. I just dropped a bomb. I said, Vivalte proved from the first three steps that the Ramban clearly says that one takes from two because he has the higher level. Two clearly has a level, because if he wouldn't have a level, Mizdav Yagru wouldn't help. So now we've arrived. One is a Muzik, and two is a Tafas. Can we agree? Now the question is, so what's the shadow of Tafak Rav Tzimi Yadai? Das Alein. Whether a Muzik could take out of a Tafas. That's the heart of the Sugi Lefi Tashid Ramban. Isn't that Muridik? That's what the Sugi is about. What? Because I'm a tofas, so I said, right. Because you're only a mukzik, you're not right, you don't have Eden. By the way, you'll tell me, when you said why not, I have to stress, I believe you said why not. The answer to your why not is that we don't have any information about the topic from any other sugya, because this is the sugya. What information do you know about when a guy is a mukzik and the other guy is a tofas? You have information on this? Why not? How is it right? You bought Eden? You have a mukzik? So what? That's all right. Does only whether a mukzik is enough, you might even want tafas. That's easy. I could theoretically, by the way, say a different shot that the machlekes is whether in a case of Shema you become a mukzik, but it can't be because this machlekes is an international machlekes that applies in Bavari, but we also like the Ramban says, right? So we're not going to go limited to a Shema machlekes, correct? So the machlekes is, this was mekubal in the yeshivas, we finally arrived. The machlekes is, dosalei, now that I presented that number one is a mochzik and number two is only a tafas, but he is a tafas. You hear that I just said? Now it's critical to understand, Rabbi Lieberman, why I stressed in step number two that avada two is a tafas. Avada two is a tafas, because if two won't be a tafas, it'd be no sugya. The answer is two is a tafas. What's that is a tafas? It's by me. And the machlekes is, could I mostly take away from a tafas? What? I said that is an argument. Whether you become a tafas or not, it's hard to believe. That's really extreme. It's hard to believe. But it's not true because evidently it works. It's a mistake. So that's what I'm saying to you. What I'm coming to say this morning is, Rabbi Yisrael, you realize, is that the Ramban is pretty boxed in. The Ramban is boxed in. I know that number one's a mochzik. I know that number two is not a mochzik because otherwise he would get it. But he is a tafas because he has other gluye. So what's the machlekes? See here. What's become unraveled in front of us on Friday morning, B'shatoyev Mitzlachas, is that the machlekes of Tafa Koyim Metzina Emetzina, according to Rabban, is could a mukzik take out of a tafas or not? In fact, I believe him, why not? So, because he's a tafas. Tafas has his name, it's Mechav Elvariah. Is that clear? That's clear. Now that we know that that's what the sugi is about, according to Rabban, I just proved it in a clear summary of everything we said. So, I want to remind you that yesterday, in that context, Fine. Hold on. That's good. That's clear. That's moritic. That's nifl moritic. Can't be better. Now, in this din that the muzik takes away from the tafos, the Ramban said three exceptions. In this din that the muzik could take out of the tafos, which is what the Mandem Botzim Yodah helps, the Ramban said three exceptions. What were the exceptions? Three exceptions. Exception number one is what? Those nevi'ah gluye, which we just explained. Exception number two is what? By Trey Utrey, where number one doesn't become a what? A mochzik, so they're both tafases. Exception number three is when it was a tfisa bereshus. What's the mile of tfisa bereshus? Here's where the beauty comes in. By tfisa bereshus, number two does become a mochzik. The minute that number two becomes a mochzik, the ballgame is over. So now I'm the mochzik. At kedekach, that the Heilig Ramban said, I'm going with the kenaf kamina between truth and one and two and three. It wasn't enough kamina, we said yesterday. Whether or not you can hop back, whether one can hop it back. According to in cases number one and two, it's nifl amoyed. Is it amoyedic? In cases number one and two, he can hop back because the reason why we left it by two is only because two is the toughest. What I answered, I believe before. Was it real right? The low level. Say that. Now it's by you, now it's by me. So, man, the toughest. You became a toughest. I can become a toughest. No reason not. The reason why you can't hop it, the only time we say, Maitzi miyadai, is when do we say Maitzi miyadai? When number two becomes a what? You had a beauty? By the way, I have to stress something. I didn't stress this yesterday. This chiluk between the first two nafkaminas and the third nafkamina, where the number one can come back from number two, which is the first Ramban, by the way. This first Ramban brings out the raya. It's another raya that the reason why you might see miyada is because of a cheskas moment. Why? Because in case number three, we was birushos, so then number two became a what? Once he's a mukzik, then we'd see miyada from who? From number one when he hops it back. Because. But in the case you only became a tafas, we leave it by you because you're a tafas, I'm a tafas, correct? Either because, so then what? You can come back and forth. It means I found, does Elm have the beauty? I found a second source in the Ramban. Is that unbelievable? I found a second source in the Ramban. You hear what I just said? I said, I'm worried the Kazakh. What happened now? I found a second source in the Ramban that the reason why I talk for Koyim Meitzim Yodah is because you're a Mosek, because you're Halal. The first raya was from where? Was from Trey Trey. And the second raya is that the only time where the number one can't come back is in the case of Rishus, where there number two became a Cheskes moment. When number two becomes a Cheskes moment, then he can tell number one, Meitzim Yodah. Because number two didn't become a Cheskes moment, we can't have the toughest. This is something they can ask you in Shemayim after 120. Bring two rayas, you hear? Bring two rayas that what? Bring two rayas that the Ramban's din of Metziah Miyadoi is only because you have a cheskas moment. One raya is because he says that in the case of Trey Trey, you have a cheskas moment, we don't say Metziah Miyadoi. And raya number two is that the only time when we leave it by two, one can't have it back is when two keeps it because of a cheskas moment. But if two keeps it because he's a toughness, for example, in the case of Trey Trey, or in the case of what doesn't say Miyadoi, then number one can grab back. I eat my number two now. Yeah, but number two didn't become a mozik. Is that gewaltig? I think it's murder. No? Is it Achmanus on the goyim? You have no life. You have no gishma. You have nothing to get up in the morning for. to Pella, they don't shoot themselves. They don't talk for Kohen. What? Yeah, that's Moridik. That's Ramah. Is that clear, Abiy Arashov? What? It's Moridik, no? That's Ramah. So what do we say to Ramah? Let's pass it over in Nachamol. We said that Ramah holds that number one takes for number two because he's the Chesed Mammon. Number two obviously is not, because we know that when two becomes the Chesed Mammon, he wins. How do we know that from the case of Rishos? Why is two not the Chesed Mammon? So you can say he's not a Tophus at all. It can't be, because he is a Tophus, because other women will say Virguia. So a Tophus he is. And then the shadow is whether or not what Moshe can take from a Tophus. That's the Machlekes. Then we said, if he said, we understand with the double niflo, with enough community, and the two to join us. In Teretz number three, where number two becomes a Moshe, then, and only then, could two block one from grabbing. Hashem came the first two to Rutsum, that's niflo, mori, da, mita, shal, teretz. That's the Ramah. Rajba learns the sugi differently. According to the Rajba, I'm saying now the summary after of Usher's editing. Okay? The Rajba learns differently. The Rajba learns that how does the Rajba learn? The Rajba learns like this. The Rajba learns that talk for Kohen, Matzim Yodori is not because, watch what I'm going to say now. Are you listening? The Rajba holds that the reason why I talk for Kohen, Matzim Yodori is not because I'm a Muzik and you're a Tafus. How do I know that? How do I know it's not the reason? How do I know that that's not the reason? Because totally. The Rajba holds, talk for Kohen Matzim Yodori, the Ramban said these are talk for Kohen Matzim Yodori, the Ramban holds again, you're a lot, and you're a Tophus. Correct? The Rajba holds, that's not the reason. First of all, how do I know that, by the way? Hold on. How do I know the problem? If he says the problem is Gzela. If the problem, if it wouldn't be Gzela, slowly, everything would be fine. So the question is, why did he argue on what he called? It means, I want to add to what I just said. In the Ramban holds, I want to put a finger on what I just said the whole week now. Watch what I say. According to the Ramban, even if the second guy is not a Gzela, one still takes from two, correct? Can we agree what I just said? According to the Ramban, even if number two is not a Gazan, still one takes from two. How do I know that, by the way, Rabbi Sait? Because Ramban holds number two is not a Gazan. How do I know that? Because I said in Sif Beis before, it's most of David Diglui. See, obviously not a Gazan. And still one can take from two, correct? Here we start. The Rajba held that if you're not a Gazan, one can take from two. I repeat, this is the Nekudas HaMachlekes Ramban and Rajba. The Nekudas HaMachlekes Ramban and Rajba was, according to Ramban, even if two is not a Gazan, one can still knock him out. Why? Because one's a Muslim and two is only a Tophus. Agreed? What? Hold on one second. The Rajba holds that if you're not a Gazan, then you can't take out. Why not? Why not? So there are two ways to learn the Rajba. Ramban holds that even if you're not a Gazan, one knocks out two. One takes away from two. The Rajba holds only if you're a Gazan. If you're not a Gazan, then two holds his own. Now there are two ways to learn the Rajba. Anyone's following me? One way of learning the Rajba is he holds. It's right. One is a Mosik and two is a Tophus. That's true. One is a Mosik and two is a Tophus. That's true. One is a Mosik and two is a Tophus. But a Tophus can stand up to a Mosik. That's one way of learning. A Tophus can stand up to a Mosik. So if you're not a Gazan, albeit it's true you're a Tophus. You're not the Mosik. Number one is a Mosik. But number one, a Tophus can stand up to it. I believe many asked before, why? What do you mean? I said, how is it about Raya? Right? That's one way of learning the Rajba. That's how I learned the Rajba until I spoke to Rabash. Correct? A second way of learning the Rajba, much deeper, is the reason why the Rajba holds that if you're not a Gazan, one can't grab the two, is because the Tophus becomes a Mosik. Because the Tophus becomes equal. That's the Ufraiz that we said in the Rajba. It means like this. The Nekudas of Achleik between the Rajba and the Ramban is Ramban holds that even though you're not a Gazlin, and even though you're a Tophus, still number one can take away from you. Because number one's a Mosik and number two is not. It can be double like we said. We said it has to be like that, by the way, because the minute that if you'd be a Mosik also, then you'd be able to keep it. Like in the case of Rishos. Alamai, you're only a Tophus. And the Mosik can take away from a Tophus. The Rajba holds, the minute you're not a Gazlin, I can say, why? So we learned most of the week. The reason is because a Muslim can't take away from a Tafas, correct? That's how we learned the most of the week. And everything was fine and dandy. The second way of learning the Rashi is no. The reason why he holds everything out of Gazlan is because the Tafas becomes a Muslim. Without a Tisa Bershos. The minute you're a Tafas and you're not a Gazlan, even if it was Nichas Beheter, even though it wasn't a Bershos, it was Beheter, not a Gazlan. Beheter. Even if it's Beheter and you're not a Gazlan, the Tafas becomes a Muslim. So there are two ways to learn. The Ramban holds that when you're not a Gazlan, you're nothing more than a Tafas. And then the Muzik knocks out the Tafas. The Rashba holds that the minute you're not a Gazlan, then the Muzik can't take away from you. But here's the question, why not? Is it because he holds that you can't take away from a Tafas? Or it's because the Rashba holds that once you're not a Gazlan, so then now we see you as a Baal. I don't need a Tfizit Roshos to make you look like a Baal. Yeah, Tifkait? I don't need a Tfizit Roshos to make you look like a Baal. So there are two ways to understand why the Rashba argued Ramban holds that even if you're not a Gazlan, you're a Tafas, but a Tafas can't stand up to what he called. Correct? And the Rashba holds, no, the minute you're not a Gazlan, the Tafas can stand up to it. Now here's the Chakira, why? Is it because the Tafas can stand up? That's how I learned until now. The minute you're not a Gazlan, the ball gets over. Or do I say, no, the reason why the Tafas can stand up to the Gazlan is because the Tafas becomes a Muzik, once I see it by you. And that's what the Ramban argued. Means the main Machlekes the Ramban was, does the Tafas become a Muzik? The Ramban holds that the Tafas never becomes a Muzik, even if you're not a Gazlan. The Tafas can't stand up to it. But the Rashba held that every time you become a Tafas, now we see you as the Baal. Now we take on that you're the Baal. No, if we take on that you're the Baal, so why are you worse off than the other guy? Why can the first guy take away from you? That's Niflum Moed.
Even in the second Mahalach, if you're a Gazlan, you're not a Tafas. Meaning you're not even the baseline.
Correct, because you don't get started. Correct. We brought a Raya to the second shot. Or better said, Abosha brought a Raya to the second shot, right? Abosha brought a Raya to the second shot. What was his Raya to the second shot? Brought a Raya to the second shot. Because we have a Chakir in the Rashba. Why does the Rashba hold when you're not stealing, you're not Mutzian? Why is that enough? According to the Ramban, it's not enough. The Ramban holds even when you're not stealing. Even though you call the Tafas, I can still take away from you. Why does the Ramban argue? Does he argue because he holds that a Tafas can stand up to a Mosek or he holds you become a Mosek? So he brought a Raya from this Kefalach HaGumon, Daf Kufi Ramar Aleph. Moses says, Kufi Ramar Aleph. In the story over there, with the guy grabbed that we brought a Raya to what the Pshat in the Rashba is. What was the Raya that we bought? The Raya that we bought was because we had a Kefalach HaKasha. How did the Rashba learn? Daf Kuf Yud. The Gemara Daf Kuf Yud says that the guy grabbed the third year. By the way, why is it called he grabbed the third year? Because Karka B'cheskes B'alei HaMedes. And since Karka B'cheskes B'alei HaMedes, so that means that the original Psak was on the land, which is the land goes to him. So it means you grabbed the third year to Paris over there. And the Gemara says that the reason why you're allowed to keep the third year of Paris is because Milsa David Elgulia. So we asked a simple and brutal Mamanashach. If you're a Gazlan over there, so the ballgame's over. And if you're not a Gazlan, you don't need Moshe David Gluy. That was the Kasher yes. Said Rav Asher, Amori de Gazach, he said, it depends. If the Pshat in the Rashba is that once you're not a Gazlan, so Tafas can stand up, so then it's a fellow. Are you a Gazlan? You're not a Gazlan. Make up your mind. If you're a Gazlan, nothing's going to help. If you're not a Gazlan, make it decide what's this. With the Dom. Said Rav Asher, but if I learn the second Saad, what's the second Saad? The second side is that Al Yidei, you becoming a Tafas, I can now see you as the Bible. On that, Rav Nachman said that by Karki, you can't do that. On Karki, you can't do that. Why can't you do that? Because Karki Mechazke Bailam, that is. So I constantly see it, which was the Bible. I don't see you as the Bible. So by Karki, you can't become Muzik. By the way, who else said that by Karki, you can't become a Muzik? Who else, by the way, said that by Karki, you can't become a Muzik? The Ramban. The Ramban said, when he bought this, he said, a tray, right? By Karki, you can't become a Muzik, correct? By Tisa Bershos, excuse me. There's no Tisa Bershos by Karka, because you can't become a Muzik, okay? You can't become a Muzik. You can't become a Muzik. Excuse me, I apologize. By Avidal Gluya, I apologize. He said that by Karka, where there's no Tisa, okay? So Avidal Gluya is not going to help. I apologize, I made a mistake. Take back the whole thing. It's the Rosh, not the Ramah. Who said it? Wait a second. Who said that? Again, Jeremy, mixing in? Yeah. I apologize. So either way, Rav Asher Amar the Gazach. What the Rashba holds is that La'olam, the mile of Tafas become Muzik. So the reason why number two stands up to one is because now I'm the Muzik. I'm the Muzik. That means the big machlik is Ramban and Rashba. Ramban holds number two can't become a Muzik except for spirituals. Okay? And then all your blood is a Tafas. The Rashba holds no. You become a Tafas, you become a Muzik. Now you become a Muzik. So the Rashi was said like this. On Daf Kuf Yud, it happens like this. You grab the third year. You grab the pairs of the third year. To be more precise, by the way. You grab the pairs of the third year. Now that you grab the pairs of the third year, slowly. Now that you grab the pairs of the third year, so... you want to become a Tofus. You want to be number two. You want to win, right? So we say, look, normally the reason why number two is able to keep it when you're not a Goslin is because I did the Tofus, you become Mosek. Over there, you can't become Mosek. Why? Why can't you become Mosek over there? Because it's Karka. So over there, I have a very weird situation. I'm not a Goslin, so I became a Tofus. But I also can't win it. Why can't I win it? Because over there, Tofus can't become a Mosek. The reason why Tofus stands up to number one is because you're a Mosek. Over there, I can't become a Mosek. But on the other hand, I am a Tofus. So you have a situation over there on Daf Kuf Yud, Seder Bosher, that you have an intermediary stage. You're not a Goslin, so you became a Tofus. Because normally Tofus jumps to what? The Mosek. Here Tofus can't jump to Mosek because it's Karka. So you have an intermediary stage. You have a stage which is, on one hand, a Tofus because you're not a Goslin. That means normally, when you're a Goslin, normally it works like this. When you're not a Goslin, if you're a Goslin, there's nothing. When you're not a Goslin, the Tofus becomes a Mosek, right? Over here, you have a weird situation where you're not a Goslin, so you become a Tofus, but the Tofus can't upgrade itself because it's Karka. In such a situation, there's a way of getting out of it. Those are the Vida Gluya, because you're a Tofus.
Why does that make you
a Mosek? I can't hear you.
Why does that make you
a Mosek? Why does it? Why does what?
The fact that it's a Mosek.
No, it doesn't make you a Mosek. It says that over here, we leave it by a Tofus. Over here, you can't take out of a Tofus, like we said in the Rambam.
Why not a Goslin? I'm confused. Why not a Goslin?
You're not a Goslin, because the guy let you into the land. It doesn't make a difference because but over there also I can't become. It's the same idea as Tvisa Rishos, where I can't become a Karka. It's the same idea. I won't be able to become a Mukzik because it's Karka. Is that Niflamoid? That's the Machlik. That's what I said at the end yesterday. I can't believe I said it in 7 minutes. I don't think anybody understood what I said, right? That's what I said yesterday at the end. That's the Machlik is Ramban and Rajba. So if I had to put a finger on where, what's the Sheresh of the Machlik is, by the way? If I had to put a finger on it, so where's the machlekes? What does it revolve around? What would those say? So if I had to put a finger on it, what does the machlekes revolve around?
Does the
toughest
become a
Mosek? Does a toughest who's not a Goslin become a Mosek? That's one machlekes. And the other machlekes is, in general, are you called a Goslin? There's two machlekes in here. One is, in general case, a talk for crying, are you a Goslin or not? Rasmus says yes, and the Raman says not. And when you become a Tofus, do we upgrade your Goslin? There are two machlokes in it. Go ahead. Which are totally Zebezeh, by the way. I'll explain to you. Why they totally Zebezeh? Because according to the Rajah, the minute you become a Tofus, you're automatically a Mukzik. So then why should the second guy lose? It has to be there. It's not called a Tofus because you stole. Yeah, how we just said? There's two machlokes, and I want to summarize. I just said Dvorm Niflaim now. There's two machlokes in the Ramban and the Rajah. One machlokes is, in a regular case of Tuk for Koin, are you a Goslin? The Rajah says, yeah, the Ramban says no. And the second machlik is, does the toughest upgrade itself to become a higher level, correct? Right? The two things are totally zebezeh. If I hold that every time a toughest upgrades itself, so then how could you ever have Motzi Miyodi if you're not a Goslin? So you either have to hold that it doesn't upgrade itself like who holds, like Ramban, or you have to hold you're a Goslin and you don't become a toughest. Because if the minute you become a toughest, you become upgraded, so why do you say Motzi Miyodi? The guy's a toughest, so you're a Goslin. Because if you become a toughest in Metalplum, it upgrades by itself. So the two machlekes and atolis of Bezeh. The Ramban who learns that you can become a Tofus without becoming upgraded, so I don't have to learn you're a Ganav. You're not a Goslin. You did a Tavisa. It's by you. But I'm waiting for you. But according to the Rajbu, holds that whenever you become a Tofus, you get upgraded. It has to be that you don't become a Tofus. How do I do that? By saying that you're a Goslin.
Why do we have to comment to this word?
Speak louder so everyone can hear you.
Why do we have to comment to this word of being upgraded? I'm saying, regardless, the guy became a Tofus in the money.
So if that would be the case, that becoming a Tofus is enough to hold off the first guy. If that's the shot, that becoming a Tofus is enough to hold, as long as you're not a Goslin. So the Gemara Daf Kuf Yud is never going to have a Teretz. But? Right. Is that clear? That's Niflamoid.
According to Tosfos, you can never grab back and forth?
According to Tosfos, according to the Rajba who holds, yeah, you can't grab back and forth, of course not.
Yeah.
You can never grab back and forth, correct? Well said. What? He doesn't hold those Vida Gluya. In that case, over there. Only in that case, but also Vida Gluya. Only that car. That's why the Raja doesn't bring it down as a rule. There's not a problem
Was it different? Did it take you?